Britain.
Migration. The politics of students. Advisers warn Britain's government not to mess with foreign graduate visas.
Britain's government slaloms between celebrating the international students who prop up its universities and trying to stop their supply. In March, it ordered a panel of experts to review a policy that's crucial in attracting foreign bookworms. A visa scheme called the Graduate Route, which permits most foreign students to live and work in Britain for 2 years after they finish their studies. The Conservative Party, eager to look tough on immigration, seems to hope that its Migration Advisory Committee, or MAC, an independent body, would recommend junking the programme. Instead, the MAC's report, published on May 14th, gives its full-throated support. The Graduate Route was unveiled in 2019 as a way to keep Britain competitive with other places that vie for foreign students. America, Australia and Canada have long offered similar programmes. The promise of post-study visas sweetens the deal, not only for students who aspire to settle abroad permanently, but also for those who think a spot of foreign work experience will help them stand out when they go home. They're especially valued by students from poorer countries who count on a few years' rich world wages to help pay down the loans they must take out to cover rich world tuition fees. Britain's universities say the graduate route is one of the main reasons foreign student numbers have shot upwards. Home Office data suggest that the number of international students admitted to universities in 2023 was 70% higher than in 2019, owing to growth in applicants from India, Nigeria and Pakistan. Most of these new students are taking one-year master's courses in subjects such as business and management, and most are going to places outside the elite Russell Group of universities. That's helped keep universities in the black at a time when inflation has eaten into the money they receive from domestic students. Tuition fees for Britons were capped at £9,000, that's $11,300 annually in 2012, but are now worth less than £7,000 in real terms. Yet the foreign influx has also attracted brickbats. Swelling student numbers have pushed up Britain's much-watched net migration figures. In some cities, a jump in foreign enrolment has made it even harder for British students to find decent digs. Critics warn that some foreigners are enrolling on courses primarily to qualify for the post-study work rights, rather than for the credential itself, and that the kind of jobs they perform after graduation can be menial. Third-tier institutions are cashing in by creating lots of low-rent master's courses, they say, risking Britain's reputation for academic excellence. The review published this week provides most reassuring responses to these concerns. The MAC finds that about one-third of foreign students choose to take up a graduate visa after finishing their studies. They don't usually end up delivering food or cleaning toilets. Within a year, members of this group are mostly earning salaries comparable to those of British graduates. Over 2 years, they probably contribute more in tax, national insurance and a charge they pay to use the National Health Service than it costs the government to let them stay. Close to half of workers on graduate visas eventually find an employer who's willing to sponsor a longer stay. The jobs they land at that point are once again similar in pay and responsibility to the work done by British peers. The committee warns, moreover, that Britain's foreign student boom may already be turning into a bust. After years of fast growth, the number of new foreign students in Britain appeared to plateau in 2023. Emerging data suggests their ranks are set to dwindle sharply this coming September, the result in part of new rules which since January have prevented foreign postgraduates from bringing spouses or children with them. Tightening up any further, suggests the MAC, could put many universities at financial risk. The MAC's vigorous support for graduate visas is a relief for universities and a dilemma for the government, which wants to suppress the number of foreign arrivals. But universities are going to remain hostage to debates about immigration for as long as the fees they can charge British students stay frozen, and neither the Conservatives nor the Labour Party look much inclined to do anything about that.